GoBerkey.com today.
It's a tale of a $2 million lottery winner on food stamps, while a New York superintendent is earning $500,000 a year. What's in your wallet? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But first, we start on the campaign trail. In a way, you know that the Republicans have a plethora of candidates and some that are pretty much almost candidates, but they haven't officially declared. Others dropped out after talking about wanting to run and being out there shaking hands and kissing babies. So, while we look at the world of politics through, really, not rose-colored glasses anymore, just glasses where we hope we can see something in the horizon that we like, the Obama administration and David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs and everybody surrounding the president who's pushing to have him become the third president in a row that does two terms, released some campaign Obama stuff, I'm going to call it. Take a listen.
Austin, if we want to reduce our deficit, our sacrifice has to be shared. And that means ending tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans in this country. I don't want my tax cut paid for by cutting Head Start for kids or doing away with health insurance for millions of people on Medicaid. When you hear people say that our problems are too big, when you hear people say we aren't going to bring about the changes that we seek, I want you to think about all the progress that we've made. I want you to think about all the unfinished business that lies ahead. And I want you to remember and remind everybody else those three simple words that we talked about in 2008 that apply right now as much as they did then. Yes, we can.
All right, he sounds like a president who wants to be president again. Yes, we can. Maybe it's going to be Yes, We Can, Part 2. There usually is some sort of a theme. What it will be this time around, who knows? They got burned on the transparency thing, change you can count on. They'll point to a couple of things that were promised that have happened and avoid the ones that haven't happened, I think, at this point. By the way, the president who's announcing a new aid plan for the Middle East and North Africa. That's going to be the big deal, and we'll talk about it in our next show as he gives a Middle East speech, and he's apparently going to ask for or pledge some serious money. He's going to outline this plan, which would include debt cancellation and a reprogramming of the financial aid that the U.S. already provides to countries like, let's say, Egypt. So this speech is going to be delivered at the State Department on Thursday. And Egypt's government has been looking for about $1 billion relief on about $1 billion in debts tied to wheat from the 70s and a couple of other things. So they want relief. And Obama is saying that the U.S. is going to provide countries like Jordan with hundreds of millions of dollars through the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, blah, 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 which is a government group, which is you and me, which ensures private business promote economic growth. $1 billion for economic activity in Jordan. The president also pledged 50,000 metric tons of wheat in a stabilization effort is what he's calling it. So I'll be curious actually to hear the specifics of the speech other than what's been leaked out and what we know, because this speech comes a day before he's going to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in D.C., and it's after the meeting with King Abdullah. So the bridge to peace with Israel and the Palestinians, I think that's one of the big things he's pushing. And in the speech, he's going to try to connect the death of Osama bin Laden with some of the uprisings across the Middle East. So look for the markets to either go up or bust if you have anything invested in the stock market once the president makes that speech and some of the info starts to pour out as to what he was talking about. But you can hear in the sound that you just listened to there that there are specific points, there are things that they're going to look for this time around. Not sure what ultimately the theme's going to be. Yes, we can, part two, not sure. But what he's going to do is emphasize the hits they think they have versus, and it makes sense, the things that have not happened. All right, I told you about the, or I mentioned in the top, the $2 million lottery winner. Check this out. A guy just shy of 60 wins $2 million in a lottery, a state-run lottery, a contest deal. So sure, they have to take some money out for taxes, but he's got $1 million free and clear in the bank. He's on food stamps. He's been on food stamps for 5 months while he won this lottery. He just continues to get the food stamps, and he qualifies because he just put the money in the bank. That is the most ridiculous thing, and it shows you exactly what is wrong with what's happening out of Washington and affecting us in our backyards. Because why should we pay for that? And how about the other people who need food stamps, who are working three jobs and barely making ends meet, and they absolutely qualify? Then you have this crazy story about a Long Island school and a salary that the superintendent gets, $225,000 a year as the superintendent, but also an annual pension of $316,000 from a previous administration spot that James Hunderfund held. He retired in 2006 as a superintendent. His current contract stipulates he get an annual salary of no less than $225,000 through June 30th. Wow, the maximum benefit was the highest of all the teachers and administrators collecting pensions in 2010. That is a crazy amount of money, $500,000. Whew. How is this possible? I don't know. I'd have to go back and look and see what happened in his career. But most of the top earners on the list are school administrators and superintendents. That makes sense. But the median salary for teachers in the state of New York is $66,000. Dollars a year, and the maximum annual pension should reflect the highest amount to which the retiree, I guess, is entitled. Boy, that again, there's another backward thing that doesn't make any sense to me. How he's getting $225,000 in the salary, and then also this pension of $316,000. I just got to think at the 19th hole, James Hunderfund is buying the drinks for the rest of the gang, no matter what they shot on the course. So much more to come. We're kicking the can down the road. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. By the way, Alex, Joe, and Jake, that just like that, boom, bada bing, I asked for it and they've provided. They all say no, they would never leave their laptops if they were touring a nuclear facility in Iran. Yep, that was my question. Why would you ever leave your laptop unattended? I just had a friend who left his laptop in the front of his car. He's in a small town and thought, oh, gee whiz, I'm fine. I'm going to meet someone for lunch. And sure enough, someone banged in the front window and they stole his stuff. And it wasn't just the laptop. It was, you know, everything else he had, too, because we're all techno geeks now. We're all connected. All right, well, this man is no throwback either. Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, is in the wings. He joins us now. If you have collectible things, boy, he's the guy to ask about your stuff. 800-259-5791. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Well, I'm a little sad. Now that I've moved out to Michigan from Pennsylvania and Connecticut, I've really gotten more out in the field. I mean, in a way, it's been kind of great because I've been using the weekends to do that. And one of the things that I'd always heard about was the great Ann Arbor Antique Market, supposedly an outdoor antique show, equivalent to the finest indoor antique shows. It's held at a fairground south of Ann Arbor, and supposedly didn't even have collectibles in it. So all my life, the last 25-plus years, I've always wanted to go there, see what it was like. In fact, when I did my price guide to flea market treasures, I listed it as one of the top 30 flea markets in the United States. So last weekend, finally got to drive down there. What a disappointment.
Ooh. Wasn't that good?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk that things are changing in the trade, and clearly things are changing in the antiques and collectibles field. But Chanel is fairground, and it's eight Quonset huts, right? Well, supposedly there were supposed to be 8 Quonset huts filled and 8 big tents. Well, there was one tent filled with junk, one Quonset hut filled with really good antiques and collectibles, and 3 Quonset huts filled with okay antiques and some collectibles. But it was very disappointing, and I guess it's one of these things where a lot of things in the antiques and collectibles trade have had their glory days, and they're on their way down. Now, it doesn't mean that the antiques and collectibles market's in a mess. It certainly is not. There's a lot of strong, but there are new shows coming up, new ways of marketing things. Out here in Michigan, the antique mall system has gotten huge and doing very well. I've been to a number of antique malls, and they seem to be doing quite well. Now, my big test is I'm going over to Chicago at the end of May. On Saturday, May 28th, I'm going to be over in Chicago at the Chicago Antique Market on Randolph Street, a big outdoor flea market supposedly equivalent to the big Soho market in New York. So, you know, it's kind of fun, but some of my old views of how things should be and what things should be have been changing a little bit.
Yeah, how about that? You know, you hear about something for so long, and then you go out there, and poof, it's not what you expected.
Well, you know, what's happened in the antique trade is young collectors, and there are young collectors. I mean, don't for 1 minute think they're not, but they're not buying the stuff the old collectors were. I mean, when I was over at Ann Arbor, I saw a lot of early American glass from the end of the 19th, early part of the 20th century, Mount Washington, Crown Milano, and Royal Flemish and stuff. And what probably shocked me more than anything else was the prices were what the glass was selling for in the 1980s. So, I mean, for all those collectors that assembled collections and built collections, they haven't watched their collections go anywhere economically. Now, you know, hopefully those people that collect because they love the stuff and not because they think it's going to be worth a lot of money in the long term. But nevertheless, I mean, I think we all dream that we get something for cheap and there's bargains out there. But it was fascinating to see it. And it just like, took me back a little bit and serves as a reminder to me that I do have to get out in the field more just to see what's going on out there.
Yeah, we've got somebody waiting in the wings just like you were. John in Texas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how
you doing?
What you got?
It's actually a friend of mine, and I just wanted to tell you about it and get some advice on it. He's got this, it's a seal of the United States, and it's made out of some kind of metal, and it's 2 or 2.5 feet across, and it's been passed down through his family for a long time. And the story he has been told is that it was one of the original 13 seals made for the original 13 states. So I would think the thing, if it's real, is invaluable, you know?
Well, I think there may be some truth to that, but I think you also have to deal with this very carefully.
He's afraid it'll be taken from him.
No, it won't be taken from him. First of all, there are two questions about every object. What is it, and then how much is it worth? And he's really dealing with a what is it question. First of all, the government, in order for it to be a seal, that way it would have to date back to the period after 1789 when America passed its constitution. I don't know of any historical thing that says they made 13 seals, one for each colony or something like that. Now, could he have a big presidential seal? I'm sure he could. You know, when you watch television and you see the president out there at a podium or something, there on the podium is, ta-da, the presidential seal. Well, they don't collect those and take them back on the plane. And presidents have been making trips around the country for a long time. So is it possible that he has a very early presidential seal that may date back to the 19th century or early 20th century? It's quite possible. The thing about it is what makes it unique from every other one. The fact that it's metal and it's painted, you said, right?
No, it's just a bronze color.
A bronze colored one. Look, I think he may have something, but the easiest, first of all, nobody's going to take it away from him, so dissuade him of that notion completely. It needs to go to the Smithsonian or somewhere where a curator can look at it and authenticate it, but trust me, no one from the government is going to come back and confiscate his seal.
Yeah, it's got part of an old wooden frame, and it's only partially there, the old wooden frame.
Yeah, I know. And I understand. As I said, it could date back to a presidential visit to an area somewhere, and of course they had a seal made or whatever. And I mean, there's no law that prevents you from making a copy of the seal.
My God,
not that I'm aware of anyway. I mean, there's certainly a law preventing you from passing yourself off as a president, but a seal is a seal, so anybody can make one. So I mean, is it possible to find a 100-year-old one? Sure, of course.
Yeah, well, that'd be really cool. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Remember, Harry joins us twice a month, so think about what it is you have, and just like John, give us a call, and Harry can knock it down for you. He's the best at it. Harry, how many books have you written? I was thinking about that the other day.
Well, I've done almost 30 titles, some of which went through multiple editions, so I'm up to about 60 at this point in time.
Woo! Do you remember the first one you did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that was a celebration. The other ones after that. I mean, once you've written so many books, I don't even celebrate their coming out anymore because I'm usually working on the next one or two at the time. Well, you know, they were price guides, and this is, of course, one of the big revolutions too, Kate. The old printed price guide is gone, by the way, in the antiques and collectibles field now. Thanks. I heard you talking about the technological.
Right. I think we lost him there. He was talking about the fact that I was mentioning technology and how that's changed things, and certainly in the book industry that has changed things. If you look at the fact that so many people now, I mentioned the Nook or the Kindle, so many people download books versus getting the books, the hardcover books or the softcover books. Although I still think there's a market for that. I still think there's people that want to have a book, they want to carry the book around, they will still get on flights, and they run out of juice. See, here's the problem with the technology. You sometimes run out of juice. It happens to me all the time. It's like the iPhone. I hate that. If I'm doing other things with the phone, of course, the battery wears down a lot faster. And if you're in the car, yeah, you can plug it in, but you have to have the source, and it's with so many things to plug in. It's like somebody gave me a crazy contraption the other day that had like 5 different plug-ins on it, because you're charging so many things, and so much of it is charged to your computer. So like I mentioned before, it's a great thing in so many ways, don't get me wrong. I am amazed at what we can do. But in another way, boy, it sure is a different world, isn't it? No question. All right, that was the great Harry Rinker. I finished his sentence for him. He'll be back with us in another 2 weeks for another version of What You Got. Remember, if you have things you want to ask Harry about, do it. He is the guru of all things collectible. Hang with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
As we continue here on America Tonight, of course, the focus is Osama bin Laden, his death, lots of reaction around the world and across America to this, and many of you calling us as well. Joining us on the show now, Andrew Fowler. He's an award-winning investigative journalist. He's a contributing reporter for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. He also has interviewed Julian Assange many, many times, and he is the author of a new book. The book is called The Most Dangerous Man in the World, The Explosive True Story of Julian Assange and the Lies, Cover-Ups, and Conspiracies He Exposed. Andrew, thanks for popping on ATN.
No problem, Kate. My pleasure.
Before we dive into the WikiLeaks connection, just your reaction. I'm asking everybody this because I think it's big. It's like when you found out that bin Laden was dead, what was your reaction?
When I found out he was dead, I wondered if he should have been captured and interrogated. I didn't celebrate his death. I don't celebrate death. But I know people would have been very happy. I saw the people outside the White House, and I understood what they were doing, although I didn't necessarily agree with celebrating death.
Yeah, there you go. That's very honest. WikiLeaks and the connection to WikiLeaks. What is the connection?
Well, the connection with WikiLeaks is that a couple of days ago, WikiLeaks put out a report, a Defense Department, United States Defense Department cable, which said that one of the high-ranking officials who had been interrogated at Guantanamo Bay had said that if bin Laden was killed, there would be a nuclear storm in the United States. And there's also a suggestion in another cable that there was an atomic weapon that was held in Europe, either to be exploded there or somewhere else, and if bin Laden was killed. Now, the proximity between that leak and the raid could be coincidental, or it could be that the United States was forced to move early because of the sort of fear that bin Laden would actually, you know, make a run for it, suggesting that he was being turned up. I have no direct evidence on that at all. I know there's speculation, but I have no evidence.
Right. Well, the information in the cable, because that's what everybody's talking about, and that's what you were telling us about, where did that information come from?
Look, the information came from a couple of sources, but mainly from a guy called Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was one of the masterminds of the 9/11 attack on New York and Pentagon. And it was under interrogation that he made these claims that the United States would suffer if bin Laden was killed. Now, the case of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is interesting because he was a really big fish for the United States to capture and to interrogate. And what he said was gave evidence to the United States that they were under threat. Now, the veracity of that information when it comes from somebody who's being interrogated using very extreme forms of interrogation, like waterboarding, which is something that George Bush supported and actually condoned in the case of this guy, may mean that the evidence is actually contaminated because, you know, the guy may have said anything to stop himself from suffering virtual drowning. So that's a whole it's a whole case of just whether that information actually is true. I mean, we kind of hope it's not, of course, but it may well be that they are planning some kind of reprisal.
Yeah. And of course, just like all of the pieces of what's now coming out about Osama bin Laden, how they got him, the burial at sea, all that sort of stuff. Mm. Andrew, you know that everybody wants to know, is the cable authentic? And how do you know? How can you be certain it is authentic?
Well, look, the United States Defense Department, to my knowledge, has not denied that this cable is correct and is a true record, and I think they would have done that. I think the U.S. would also have said right now that if WikiLeaks had compromised the operation, they probably would have said that by now as well. But going to the authenticity of the cable, as I say, it looks authentic. You can look at it. You can actually cross-reference it. It looks pretty straight. Also, WikiLeaks has a reputation for putting out cables that are only too accurate. That's sometimes the problem. You know, they are the real thing, and no one denies that.
Yeah. Do you, in all your dealings with Julian Assange, and this is fascinating to me, because he's either a hero or a villain or somewhere in between for some people. We've talked about him a lot on America Tonight. Andrew, a lot of people have reacted to WikiLeaks. And like I said, they either hail him as a hero and then or others vilify him. Tell us your impressions of Assange after all the times that you've talked to him.
Well, Julian Assange is whatever you want him to be. I mean, he's a hero to some people, he's a villain to others. I personally don't believe in heroes. I think all of us are capable of carrying out heroic acts. Julian Assange is not anti-American. He is anti-authoritarian. He actually stands against authoritarianism. He believes in much of the sort of, if you like, if I can put a political label on this, the right-wing libertarian movement in the United States. He has great sympathy for them. In fact, he's staying in his country mansion in the UK where he's under virtual house arrest. He's actually staying with a guy who's a right-wing libertarian. Assange stands for freedom of speech. He said to me, I want to bring the First Amendment of the United States to the world. I want to bring free speech to the rest of the world, and that would be his aim in life. Now, this may come as a bit of a surprise to many people living in the United States of America, but that is Julian Assange's credo. That's what he says, and that's what he's really been trying to do. Now, whether, you know, kind of you can't really have it all ways. You can't want to believe in freedom of speech, but say, as one of your senators has been saying, Ron Paul, he's saying, look, you know, we've got to have freedom of speech. That's freedom of speech, freedom of information. We want to hold the government to account. That's exactly what Julian Assange wants to do. On the other side, he's actually big on social justice. And those two things sometimes don't fit together. If you believe the government's doing the right thing or the wrong thing, you actually can also believe that social justice is maybe not the answer because it's kind of soft on people that are being that maybe need to be treated harshly. So he sort of straddles that really weird political mix between on one side the right wing, on the other side he's kind of on the left.
Yeah. You mentioned this in talking about where he's staying and being under house arrest. What do you make of the charges that were leveled at him connected to the Sweden and the women in Sweden?
Well, look, I mean, I think the Swedish law is very different from United States law. It's certainly very different from Australian law. And I think that those are the sort of complications that make it difficult to make a valid judgment without having gone through the evidence. But certainly Julian Assange went to Sweden to look for a safer place to put his WikiLeaks organization, because it has these really strong laws that protect freedom of speech, much the same as the United States, freedom of speech and protecting sources. The problem is the law also codifies the act of sex in a kind of strange contractual way, where anybody any time can change their minds and change the contract. So it's a complicated legal situation. I think that Julian was and has been in the past a kind of an innocent abroad in many ways. And I'm not apologizing for him, but I'm just saying that he's not this sort of calculating character. He tends to do things, you know, almost like in a childlike way, which is quite bizarre for somebody of such a huge, huge intellect that he has.
Yeah. And having spent that time with him, and like you said, uncovering the fact that, okay, this is really what he's about. He's really about freedom of speech and First Amendment and bringing that to the world. Do you think Assange worries that his flame will be extinguished? Because, of course, we know he thinks he's a target. Is he a target?
Look, I don't think Julian Assange is a target for any sort of black operation by the CIA or any other intelligence organization. I think his greatest threat would probably come from some crackpot who, you know, someone who wanted like to, anyway, I don't want to go into that because I don't want to raise those specters, but
sure.
But still, that's the sort of problem he faces. Not anything, the only thing he faces from the United States is possibly being extradited to the United States. And maybe on any offense that can be found against him. I don't think they're going to get the goods on him to say that he manipulated Bradley Manning, who's the guy who's actually charged with leaking the documents to him. I don't think they're going to get that information. I don't think it's there in a sense. It's impossible to prove. And I think that's what the United States has kind of come to that conclusion. But they may try to get him to the U.S. on another charge, a lesser charge, and that's what he fears.
Yeah, there you go. We started off talking about the cable. Do you think there's another cable or two that will come from WikiLeaks about bin Laden?
It's possible. I mean, there are 650,000 U.S. cables, U.S. State Department cables that WikiLeaks has, and only 4,000 of them approximately have actually been processed and been written about. So there's a good old 646,000, if my math is correct, to actually wade your way through. And I don't think they've actually managed to make their way through that lot yet. But I have no special information about that. But I'd be surprised if there wasn't more information about Al-Qaeda and operations things and that kind of stuff and bin Laden's plans.
Yeah.
But just by the way, what is really interesting is that when they got into the compound, the SEALs, they snatched a lot of the stuff, hard drives, thumb drives, that kind of material that would be, it's actually absolutely a treasure trove of information about Al-Qaeda's operations, I would suspect. The only problem is, is that they killed bin Laden. Well, that's maybe what had to happen, because maybe there was a firefight. I don't know what happened there exactly, and we won't know the details of that for a while to come. But the information on those computer hard drives will be, as I say, like a treasure trove.
I know. Do you think that'll ever see the light of day, though? There's the $10 million question.
Well, it depends if somebody's got a sort of a way to leak it to WikiLeaks.
Yeah, and really, WikiLeaks is the funnel where it all comes out, isn't it? And I don't know that that's going to change.
Well, that's right. And even if WikiLeaks fades and goes away, and you know, maybe that might happen, there'll be other forms of ways of leaking, you know. But look, I tell you, actually leaking via WikiLeaks and leaking, thinking you're safe in your little dark room, you press the button, the information goes out, it goes to WikiLeaks. It's not the answer, because you still, as a human being, want to talk to the person who's going to publish that material, and that human connection can only be made by a human connection. And that's, if you like, what happened to Bradley Manning. He was somebody, if he was the leaker, he reached out for somebody to talk to about what he'd done. The trouble is, he reached out to Adrian Lamo, who was somebody who was a snitch and dobbed him into the military.
Yeah.
And that was the problem for him. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, Bradley Manning was a leaker, or that Adrian Lamo actually did the wrong thing by many people. Many people believe it a great, but very heroic thing.
Yeah, I agree. Andrew Fowler, thank you very much. The book, Most Dangerous Man in the World, The Explosive True Story of Julian Assange and the Lies, Cover-Ups, and Conspiracies He Exposed. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. In a dress. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. I'm taking pay you to see.
All right, here's one Papa who needs to get a brand new bag. Don't you love it? This is what I love about America tonight. Water cooler buzz across the nation and beyond. It was We Are Alive, the IMF chief resigning after this whole blow-up over his alleged sexual assault in New York, with Europe furious and the French insane over this. The Rikers-imprisoned IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn now resigns because he's facing a rape charge in the U.S., and it really has been a free-for-all. A lot of shouting going back and forth in Europe and some developing countries over who's going to get his gig. So it was inevitable he's going to push it aside after what happened. Because, you know, here's a guy, traditionally, Europeans head the International Monetary Fund. Americans run the World Bank. Developing nations don't like it. They're challenging that tradition because, you know, some of these developing nations are what they call emerging developing nations. You can see what's happening in the technology sector and some others in some of these places. So, like India would be considered to be on that list. So because they're talking about their increasing money, all the wealth that they're starting to get, and their role in the global economy, they say it's our turn. So look what's happened with Khan. Why can't we take the reins and run with it? But the Europeans desperately don't want this to happen. And they're saying the International Monetary Fund's key role is fighting the debt crisis, and that's one of the reasons to keep the job on their continent, because of what would happen should all of that tank. And the IMF helps stabilize the globe by issuing those loans, those emergency loans to countries who fall desperately into financial trouble. And think of the bailouts. Greece, Ireland, Portugal was also on the list. And how they had it, especially Greece. I mean, Greece was insane. And then were you not shocked when you heard about Ireland? Then throw Portugal in the mix, too. So he has officially resigned. This just happened. He's out of the way. What's interesting is Strauss-Kahn was considered to be a megawatt powerful French politician who wanted to be the president of France. I mean, this guy had a chance at being the president of France. He's in Rikers. Why is he in Rikers? Because he's been arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a hotel maid. His defense lawyers are going to try to come up with a way to release him. He's got a new bail hearing Thursday. His wife arrived, I heard, with an amazing amount of cash. So, you know, here, take the cash. Let's get out of this country. Let's move. Because they're looking at DNA. They're frantically trying to find DNA evidence, all this other kind of stuff. And so this has been a very, very big deal, what's happened here. Because, for example, as it was explained to me, if you look at the Strauss-Kahn situation, he can't run the IMF, obviously not when he's sitting in prison. They're looking to fill his shoes completely now since he was pressured to resign. And the U.S. does have a major stake in saying who's going to head the IMF, thus the discussion about developing nations, saying we want this seat, we want to do this, we want to run this. And if you look at the U.S. has the largest number of votes in the agency. So that's why the U.S. has that power. There, by the way, if you think, well, IMF, what is that? 187 nations. So the White House isn't really saying much about what happened with him. But in Europe, they're going nuts over it. I mean, this is just boom, bang, front page news. Of course it's front page news because of what you think of the bailouts and you think of how shaky this is with the euro. So they were going to bail on him if he didn't resign. He resigned and he's in a whole bunch of trouble trying to get his way out of what happened in that Sofitel Hotel in Manhattan, because the woman saying that she was raped and they're looking for all the evidence. You know, he's sitting in Rikers with no bail for a reason, because, of course, would he be a flight risk? He has an Uber amounts of money. Thus, his wife, you know, flying in with a suitcase full of the stuff. Meanwhile, Arnold Schwarzenegger, since we're on the Bad Boys kind of thing here, I'll stick with the theme for a second. Mystery solved. Not a surprise. Remember, it was very vague when the details emerged the other day that he had fathered a child. It was 10. It was with the household help. And I said, well, you know, who is it? Is it the cook? Is it the chauffeur? Is it the maid? Is it the person who makes the appointments? Who is it that they're talking about? And trust me, in Los Angeles, it's all about the celeb buzz, especially when they're built up and then they take a massive fall. everyone from the TMZs to the National Enquirers to all the local stations, they're all over the story. I mean, they are smothering this family, of course, to try to get any information they can. So the mistress was the housekeeper. That's apparently, that's who it was. Her identity was revealed. And guess who broke the story? TMZ, of course, broke the story. What's really sad, though, the woman's name is Mildred Patricia Baena, and she worked for them for 20 years. Wow. So what was going on? He was messing around with a housekeeper every time she was away, when she ran out to a charity thing, when those kids were little. I mean, how strange. In a way, I could care less, except for you can't help but laugh at this situation. Really, honestly. So she left in January, and apparently she was fired from her spot, and she was furious with Schwarzenegger. So I guess, you know, she started to pursue him in the late 90s, and she bragged to friends about fooling around with him while the family was out. She never stayed the night, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. No shock. No shock at all. The woman, by the way, now is 50, so Maria Shriver, I think, is just a few years older than her. I said we're going to talk about technology, and I made my quick little list. I started to think about it today. You probably have your own lists in your head, most likely. I didn't think, you know, sometimes you just have to get away from being hooked in. I didn't think I was particularly over the top with the technology side, but I think I'm probably right there. How many of you have three computers? How many of you have an Android, an iPhone, and a Nook as well? Of course, we all have, I mean, don't we all have the music devices, right? Come on. We all have that. I mean, the iPod is old school, but I guess you can count the iPod, right? Have you seen anyone in a Walkman lately? Would that be hilarious? I saw somebody a few months ago when I was going to Los Angeles, and I was stunned. I saw somebody with a Walkman. It was the first time I think I've seen anyone wearing that archaic device since they were very popular. I even said something to him because he noticed I looked at him. I was kind of stunned when I saw him, and I said, cool, old school. I guess I'm not old school when it comes to all the hookups with the technology. And it's just going to get bigger and badder for all of us. In one way, it's very, very cool. In another way, I think we're like techno. We're so technoed out that we have techno anxiety. Did you ever get that, did you ever get that feeling when you're just so plugged in, you just want to be unplugged, and or you get the newest, latest, greatest thing? Oh, I had something else to add to the list. Dragonfly. Ever heard of Dragonfly? That's the thing where you talk out loud, and it just puts it down on paper. You can dictate to it like you're doing a book, you're doing a paper, you're doing whatever, notes. You just talk into the device, the microphone, and it just spits it all out. So that's another one. But I think what happens, too, is you have to have a lot of patience in setting some of this stuff up. I hate that part of it. How many of you read the instruction manuals? I see a lot of people are pinging me. Trust me, we're going to continue this conversation in another hour, I'm sure, down the line here on America Tonight. You can send me your thoughts or your lists, computers and technology and whatnot, to americatonight.net. Thanks.